I that's over the pyramid. The founders did intend that to be an I into another world?
Yes, they did, because the deists didn't have, the deists, not Christians, that founded this country, the deists didn't have a problem with it because they accepted that they were indeed God.
Annuit coepus, God has favored our undertakings.
Undertaking. Is that like overgiving? So then the obverse of that great seal would be overtaking rather than undergiving.
Notus ordo seclorum. New
yeah.
Order of the Ages?
Yeah. Now, poor old Herbert took a hard run on that crap. I mean, it's just, you know, and Paul, Paul the Revelator, he got screwed up, and John got in that same process, too, when they got hung up in Patmos trying to describe this new world order, the Armageddon, and blah, blah, blah. Well, all that's happening there, that whole process, is that there'll come a time on Earth when time on earth shall be no more. So, in that light, there ain't no beastie. The only beast there is on Jersey Shore and the Beastie Boys. That's the only beasties that you got to be concerned about. Now, this whole dynamic of when time on earth shall be no more, because you understand and overlay quickly that time itself, in and of itself, is a false premise. And you use it to exclude everything in your world that can't be, but is. And then scientists, the only thing that they have are the things they can't disprove. So, if you're going to play with it in that light, then this process of a new world order is nothing other than the order of the day, which says that you're no longer judged by time. Oh, but Ed, wait a minute. Time is money. Remember? Well, if time on earth shall be no more, what the F y'all gonna use for money?
So in the eye of providence, there's the glory around it, the rays of light. What does that signify?
No, the ray is the connection of light. Lighted, enlightenment, enlightened, illuminated. Now, we just took you through the Knights Templars, the Illuminati, and the John Birch Society in one fell level swoop with a side of Bilderbergers on the back. Mm-hmm. So that just cleaned all that up. Now, the next phase that comes in this light, this broad, all-encompassing, all-knowing energy flow that can be made available to all who gaze. Remember, the evil eye is always looking at you. Okay? Well, evil backwards is what? Live. But if you've lived a long time and you run that backwards, what do you get? Devil. Oh, yeah, the devil made me do it. That's what it was.
The 13-step pyramid.
13 steps is a number that's only divisible by itself. The tiers and the layers of heaven, which there aren't that many, the tiers and the steps that are come to enlightenment, it's a 12-step program to get you off the bottle, and when you get to the last step, then there you go. You're at 13. And a step pyramid, if you're going all the way back into the what you call the fashioning of time, those 13 particular steps, just like the arrows and the, well, sometimes it was olive leaves, and sometimes it was arrows, the 13 stars, the 13 original colonies, and the Nifty Fifty United States was 13 original colonies. Oh, wait, that's a different song. Sorry. Then you come back to this whole dynamic of how your masonry, not the stones, but the group, used 13 in their whole flip or congregation of how they do their clocks backwards. With the placeholders in doing parallel worlds, that holds in the double helix of going from world to world to world, this looping double helix probably found something to do with chromosome 14. Then you have this double helix that runs in 13 circles, or 13 space holders on a circle. Then, just like on the old Wurlitzer bubble jukebox, you can have as many 45s as it will hold. And each of those would indeed be then a world. These 13 were the ones that the deists lined up, lined out, outlined, that came from Germany, from France, from Austria, from Persia, from well, if I don't think Latvia was a country then, but I guess it would have been the dynamic of Austria. Then you had China. Then you had what they called United Kingdoms, and that would include, at that time, lords. Then you also had South America. You also had Africa. That's before it was divided. Then you had Samaria, and you had the Moabites, which is Moab. And then the last one that you had, which was an empire that came out of some of those combinations, would have been the Ottoman Empire. And so that would have been, see, that's changed many times. So if we say Ottoman, then you can get it, because that keeps, some of that includes Garden of Eden, some of it doesn't. Those different ones that were engaged came together that set up this whole polity, if that's the correct word, of the dynamic of this 13 and the significance thereof.
Turn the seal over, and then we have the 13 stars again. They seem to be surrounded by, it looks like a cloud.
Uh-huh. It's Orion's belt.
The stripes and the blue on top of the eagle.
Oh, that's easy. That all has to do with Jefferson and Franklin just picking the colors that were. See, It might have been magenta and ultraviolet and chartreuse, if somebody else would have had to say it. They were just going from the primary sides of the blood that was spilt to make it so. The white, the purity that the deist followed imminently, and the water that was the cobalt. Now, see, they use it for water, but it was actually all about the cobalt. Cobalt at that moment was the most expensive thing around. So that royal blue cobalt was what they were all about, their business-wise, because what they were over here was not to found a new country, a new nation. It would be able to rape and pillage the cobalt.
What was the cobalt used for at that time?
Well, glass and every fancy thing of the day. And it was in honor of our virgin queen. Virginia was that colony. Sweet little Elizabeth, you know, Anne's girl, Anne Boleyn.
E pluribus unum.
Yeah, and God will get over it. The fun or the delicious place of this is very simple. It's not difficult. It's very simple. If you are divided and you're God, you don't care because you're the center of your universe, of your world. As long as you make it to your coronation, then you'll tell everybody else how it is in your world. Queen Victoria was very, very good about that. Somebody would say something and she'd have an opinion or something and she'd raise that little head back and she'd say, "Not in my world." So if she said that, then it was not in her world, and she whooped the man that said it wasn't so or have him whipped. We wish the same for you.
What's the significance of the arrows?
The arrows are the points that the piercing of the stride of the soul of man that ground the essence of all creation to this earth. Not what they told you off the Resolute Desk.
Okay, well, how about the olive branch then?
Olive branch is the piece. That's how they found the ark. But because they had the DNA of Ham, Shem, and Japheth right there.
Finally, why do we pick the eagle?
Because Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey bird, and everybody thought that was pretty stupid. So the bald eagle, is a predator. Okay? It is a fierce predator. It comes back, and it's not as fun as a snake that says, "Don't tread on me." But yet, that's a great dynamic of this serpentina business that kind of rolls along. Then you come into the place where that eagle becomes a not quite as regal as what you call a big old flapping yard bird. But what it becomes is the sore ability to ascend this plane of existence to other worlds on the wings of an eagle. That's what it was all about. Okay, good, that's good. Was that fun? Did you get anything? Want some more? Where are we?